Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 4th, 2020. All school classes that graduate this year will start back today. However, the openings for individual classes are only possible with severe restrictions. Physical education in a very limited format, no theater rehearsals, and even singing in the choir is not permitted. Berlin has drawn up a, quote, model hygiene plan, especially for this purpose. Several points in it include a minimum distance of 1.5 meters being maintained on the playground and in the classroom, and anyone who has symptoms of respiratory disease must stay at home. Hairdressers will also be opening again today, and they're expecting a huge rush. Many salons are already making appointments online or by phone and are fully booked. However, there are also distancing rules in salons. Face-related services such as eyelash tinting, shaving, or beard care are not permitted for the time being. In addition, the salons must ensure sufficient distance between workplaces, for example, by allowing only a certain number of employees and customers to enter the shop. Because strict security regulations were still in force in Berlin on May 1st, most of the demonstrations were not approved by the city. But starting today, there will be a more generous licensing practice for demonstrations again. Previously, only up to 20 people were allowed and demonstrations had to be registered in advance. This is no longer necessary for gatherings of up to 50 people. The usual conditions for the approval of a meeting will continue to apply. And because of the coronavirus, demonstrations may only take place in the open air and with a minimum distance between participants. The Senate has listed all of this information on its website. Museums, memorials, and galleries may also reopen in Berlin starting today. However, the institutions have to meet hygienic standards. An overview of which exhibitions, galleries, and museums will be open again can also be found on the city's website. Berlin's 170 state, municipal, and private museums have been closed since mid-March. The state museums alone include 13 collections in 19 buildings. Attending church services is also allowed again if the number of participants does not exceed 50. However, participant lists must be created and kept for at least 4 weeks in order to trace possible chains of infection. For funeral ceremonies, baptisms, and weddings, the maximum number of participants is still 20. After the playgrounds in most districts have been open again since April 30th or May 1st, the district of Tempelhof-Schöneberg will follow suit also today. Berlin.de has listed additional information about the relaxations, and you can find the links in our show notes. Starting today, public transport in Berlin will return to normal schedules. The BVLG announced on Friday that buses, U-Bahns, and trams will carry passengers according to their regular timetables. The only exception among the underground trains is the U-55, which is normally used mainly by tourists. Operation of the short line will be resumed when it's linked to the U-5 and extended at the end of the year. According to its own statements, the BVLG had reduced its services by about 13% in the past weeks because the number of passengers had collapsed due to the corona crisis. Public transportation had been used up to 75% less. The BVLG statement went on to say that even if Berlin returns to the regular timetable, the corona crisis remains an exceptional situation for public transport. In spite of the regulation on covering the mouth and nose, which has been in force since the end of April in retail and public transport, a minimum distance from other people must still be maintained. This is a challenge, especially during peak hours. The BVLG will continue to ask passengers to use the full length of the vehicles and also to keep their distance when boarding and alighting. Those who can arrange it should avoid traveling during the usual rush hours. Additionally, boarding buses through the front door remains suspended. And the Berlkönig is to continue to drive employees of the Berlin Health Services to work and back home. The fate of the stadium in the Friedrich Ludwig Jahn Sportpark in Prenzlauer Berg has been a controversial subject for months, and critics are now firing it up again. In an open letter to Construction Senator Katrin Lomscher, the Jahn Sportpark initiative demands that the demolition decided months ago be reconsidered. The group wants to talk to Lomscher and Senate Building Director Regula Lucia, quote, immediately, about the planned redesign of the Pankow complex, in which the demolition and construction of the stadium alone will cost 120 million euros. In view of spokesman Philip Dietrich, the plans to remove the stadium and the hill on which it stands must be stopped due to a lack of public participation. He believes that such a project cannot take place without comprehensive dialogue and clarification of the redesign within the framework of a competition. According to Dietrich, the removal of the rubble with, quote, thousands of truck journeys and the waste of energy contained in the building and its materials are in blatant contradiction to the climate emergency recognized by the Senate in December. The Friends of the Mauerpark and its chairman, Alexander Puel, also support the initiative in view of the high costs and uncertain benefits of the project. Puel is calling for a redesign of the stadium construction, as in view of climate and corona, it can no longer be afforded to squander hundreds of millions of euros. Sports Senator Andreas Geisel is committed to the existing plan to replace the old stadium, which was only completed in 1987, with a new building of the same size. He stated that the Senate has already examined whether the stadium can be renovated when taking into account all sports-related, inclusive, safety, and approval-related aspects. This would not be possible while preserving the existing structure. Furthermore, it's stated that the new building is oriented towards future requirements. Geisel added, quote, the stadium is primarily a functional building, which has to meet the requirements of organized inclusion and club sports, as well as those of the sports metropolis Berlin and all athletes and all visitors. The existing stadium does not meet these requirements either now or in the future and is therefore to be replaced. The Sports Administration calls the preservation of the existing structure, quote, uneconomical, especially since it disregards the, quote, legitimate interests of organized sport. If the Senate's decision is upheld, the Jahn Stadium will be replaced at the end of the year. Overnight into Saturday, the Berlin Fire Department had to extinguish a total of 6 vehicle fires in different districts. In both Wedding and in Kreuzberg, one car was burned, and in Reinickendorf, emergency services were busy for almost an hour extinguishing the flames of 4 different cars burning in a parking lot. In all 6 cases, the cause of the fire is still unclear, and police are now investigating whether arson was involved. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.